Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What if every project meeting you ran energized your team instead of confusing them? Imagine ending every call with this total clarity and unstoppable momentum. You mind if I share a short story with you? On this high-stakes project, one of my key stakeholders looked at me dead in the eyes and said, "We don't need a formal kickoff meeting, and definitely we don't need a PowerPoint deck. We're all professionals here." He had the authority, though, to make things difficult for me. But see, I knew with that much responsibility, we needed more than just momentum. We needed clarity. We needed alignment. We needed a shared understanding. Therefore, I scheduled the project kickoff meeting anyway. I built the PowerPoint deck. I made it so clean, so sharp, so focused on the goals, the roles, timelines, and most of all, everything that we needed. The next day, just as we started the meeting, casually walking in is the CIO. No warning, no heads up. My stakeholders, they just froze. I smiled. I pulled up that one slide and walked the CIO and the entire team through the plan in under 5 minutes. The stakeholder said, "We didn't need a meeting," gave me that, you know, slow, respectful nod, and never questioned a kickoff meeting again. And that's when I realized the most underrated leadership move you can make is starting strong. Let's get into the first principle of project kickoff meetings. Principle number one, the project kickoff meeting. See, the kickoff meeting marks the formal launch of the project. It brings together the key stakeholders. It sets expectations, defines objectives, introduces the team, and most importantly, it outlines the project scope, the cost, the timeline, and the expected quality for this particular project. Why is this important, family? Because a strong kickoff meeting builds momentum, it clarifies roles, responsibilities, and ensures that everyone starts, as we like to say, on the same page, meaning you're not on the table of contents and I'm already on page one. It basically replaces the assumptions with facts and fosters a sense of shared purpose as well as excitement. Experiment with these actionable tips. Come prepared with a visual deck outlining the scope, timeline, budget, the expected quality, as well as the roles to keep it simple but clear. Let me park here parenthetically and say, family, the importance is we want to keep it simple and clear, but clear. Trust me on this. Next one, define communication and meeting norms up front, meaning how are updates going to be shared and how are issues and risks going to be escalated? And then also, what is my escalation path on if anything comes up along in the journey of leading this project? Next one, engage participants with an icebreaker or open Q&A to create immediate dialogue and buy-in. Principle number two, weekly status review meetings, a reoccurring meeting, usually weekly, that provides a consistent forum to review project progress, discuss blockers, and realign priorities. Why is this important? It provides a regular opportunity to track progress, discuss challenges, and make the necessary adjustments to keep the project on track. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use a consistent report format. You know the RYG. What does that mean? Red, yellow, or green. Status on scope, schedule, as well as budget. Next one, focus on deltas, not summaries. We want to know what changed, what are our issues, what are our risks, and do we need help? And the last and final one, end with actions and assignments and confirm owners for each. This is something that I see a lot of times is that we'll hold someone as a, and I've been guilty of it. So I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something I've done myself. And I don't want you to make those same mistakes. Is that we'll say, okay, we have these action items. All right, John, you have this particular action item, but we don't ask that poignant question. What is that poignant question? The poignant question is, when will you have it to me? We just assume that the person is going to do it. And this leads down a whole place that you don't want to go. So again, once you confirm the owners, also confirm when they're going to deliver it. If they can't answer it, when they're going to deliver it, say, well, when can you let me know you're going to be able to deliver? You want to create that dialogue around that. Principle number three, CCB. What is a CCB? That is the change control board. See, this meeting right here, it evaluates, it approves or rejects change requests that could impact the project's triple constraints. So you're going to hear a lot about triple constraints in here. What does that mean? By the end of this, hopefully you will know what the triple constraints is, but it's scope. It's timeline, cost, and quality. Why is this important? It provides a structured process to manage scope creep, and it ensures full impact on any changes being analyzed before approval. So experiment with these actionable tips. Require a formal change request. Use a standard form for all change submissions that details the request and its justification. Next one, analyze the impact. As a project manager, present a clear analysis of how the change affects the project scope, schedule, and cost. And you want to work with whoever submitting that change. You want to work with that individual or that team. And the last and final one, which is the most important one, communicate the decision, clearly inform the requester and the team of the board's decision and the reason why. Hey, if it's going to get approved, let's tell them why it got approved. If it didn't get approved, let's talk about why it didn't get approved and what we need to do. Principle number four, my favorite, the go or no-go decision meeting. See, this meeting is held before major deployment, release, or project phase transition. It determines whether the project is ready to proceed. Why is this important? This is important because it acts as a final quality and readiness check based on predefined criteria, preventing a premature or flawed launch. Experiment with these actionable tips. Define criteria in advance. The standards for a go decision must be agreed upon up front. Next one. Present a readiness checklist. The team should provide evidence showing that each criteria has been met. And the last and final one, have a clear decision maker. Well, say that with me again. Have a clear decision maker. What I like to do, family, is I, even though I have a clear decision maker, I still go around the room. If it's virtual, I'll go around the virtual call. If it's on site, I will go around the room and get yes or no because, and I'm documenting that. Why am I doing that? Because I want to ensure that we're all on the same page. So if something goes left and John says, well, I didn't even agree with that. Well, yes, John, you did when we were in the meeting on the go, no go. So again, it's important because you already know the motto here, documentation beats web. Documentation will always beat conversation. So it ensures everyone knows who has ultimate authority to make the call. Principle number five, project closeout meetings. See, these meetings formally concludes the project, confirming deliverables, sign-offs, and next step. It also begins the transition into operation or support. Why is this important? It provides a clear end to the project. It ensures a smooth handover, and it completes administration tasks and gives the team recognition and closure. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use a closeout checklist to ensure final reports, contract closure, and assets transfers are complete. Next one, get a formal sign-off. Obtain written confirmation from the sponsor or client that the project is accepted. And the last and final one here is celebrate the success. Acknowledge the team's hard work, family. We have to boost the morale by celebrating the team, and we ensure that we can foster a positive environment. Principle number six, and the most important one that if you made it this far, you're in for a treat. Executive steering committee. See, a high-level meeting with senior executives and project sponsors typically held monthly or quarterly for strategic projects. Why is this important? It maintains leadership visibility and supports and provides a forum to escalate major issues that project teams cannot solve alone. Experiment with these actionable tips. Be concise and strategic. Focus on the big picture, major milestones, budget, key risks, and any decisions needed. Next one, lead with the ask. If you need a decision or clarity or help stated clearly at the beginning. And the last and final one will be talk, think like an executive and be prepared to answer questions about budget, risk, and business alignment. Again, think like an executive and be prepared to answer questions about budget, risk, and business alignment. Principle number 7, lessons learned, or sometimes what we call post-mortem meetings. A meeting held after project completion to analyze the entire project, identify successes, failures, and areas for opportunities in future project. Why is this important? It transforms project experience into valuable organizational knowledge, helping the organization to mature its processes, and most of important, avoiding repeating the same mistakes. Experiment with these actionable tips. Gather feedback. Use surveys beforehand to encourage candid feedback. Next one, focus on process, not people. See, the goal to find a root cause is in the process. There's no need to finger point, basically to assign blame. And the last and final one, publish a lesson learned report. Document the key findings and actionable recommendations for future projects. Principle number 8, risk management meeting. See, most of the time when I'm leading my projects, I have the risk as the first agenda point, but it's also good to have risk meetings. See, a meeting focused on identifying, assessing, and planning responses to potential project risk held periodically throughout the project. Why is this important? It shifts the team from a reactive to a proactive mindset, preventing potential risks from becoming actual issues that can derail the project. Experiment with these actionable tips. Use a risk register. Maintain a formal log of all risks, including probability, impact, as well as the mitigation plan. Next one, brainstorm broadly. Encourage the team to think creatively about the risk across all categories, you know, like technical, resource, those type of things. Next one, focus on high priority risk. And that means basically prioritizing the discussion on the risk with the highest probability as well as potential impact. Well, family, I do have some honorable mentions. I recommend the UAT Receptus triage meeting, also a vendor partner progress meeting, and the last and final one, resource planning meeting. Those are also important. But to me, if you had to say you can only have 8 particular meetings, those are the 8 that I share with you would be the ones I have. Let's be honest though. Most project meetings, people either dread them, or if you've seen in my career, they tune out halfway through it. But when a meeting is led with clarity and purpose, it becomes a game changer. It clears confusion. It definitely builds trust, and it actually gets the project moving. Here's my challenge to you. Take just one meeting from today. Maybe it's your kickoff. Maybe it's your weekly status review meeting, or even your next risk check, and run it like it truly matters. See, the thing about this is, family, you have to be focused. You have to drive decisions and make sure people walk out of there knowing exactly what to do next. Will it be easy? I can tell you right now, no, it will not. But you will get better at this, because this is not something that you do just once and forget about it. I am still to this day honing my project management meeting technique. So lead not with fluff, but just with a solid meeting at a time. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means it. Until next time.